Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Widow Lonnie Ali and former U.S. President Bill Clinton were among many speakers remembering boxing legend Muhammad Ali at an arena in Ali's hometown of Louisville, Kentucky on Friday, as some 15,000 paid their respects.
As a family, we thank the millions of people who, through the miracle of social media, inspired by their love for Muhammad, have reached out to us with their prayers. The messages have come in every language from every corner of the globe.
He perfected gifts that we all have. Every single solitary one of us have gifts of mind and heart. It's just that he found a way to release them in ways large and small.
Muhammad Ali died a week ago at the age of 74 from septic shock and complications of Parkinson's disease, of which he had suffered for more than three decades. In other news, President Obama has approved new authorities for U.S. forces in Afghanistan that loosen restrictions over airstrikes and give U.S. forces more flexibility in how they partner with Afghan troops. The announcement comes as Afghanistan battles a resurgent Taliban, gains by the Al-Qaeda-linked Haqqani network, and efforts by the Islamic State to move in. U.S. presidential envoy to deal with countering the Islamic State, Brett McGirt, says the militants are in a state of decline, told White House reporters that morale among IS fighters is plummeting, illustrated by their own videos of leaders executing fighters. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Office has released its latest figures on civilian casualties in Yemen, showing more than 3,500 people have been killed, nearly 6,300 wounded since Saudi Arabia's bombing campaign against the Houthi rebels began in March of last year. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
These figures are being issued amid an international firestorm regarding Saudi Arabia's responsibility for the high number of civilian casualties in Yemen, particularly child deaths. Human rights groups have denounced the removal of Saudi Arabia from the UN's annual child rights blacklist. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who has come under a barrage of criticism, reacted angrily to what he called unacceptable, undue pressure from Saudi Arabia. Saudi UN Ambassador Abdallah Al-Mualimi reiterated his denials that Riyadh threatened ban over the blacklist. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Woman in the U.S. state of Florida has pleaded guilty to spying for China and conspiring to commit international money laundering. According to the plea agreement, Amin Yu obtained marine technology between 2002 and 2014 from companies in the U.S., and then exported them to China by filing false customs claims and significantly undervaluing the items. Yu faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. In U.S. presidential politics, presumptive nominees Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton delivered political speeches in Washington. Speaking to Planned Parenthood, Clinton criticized Trump's contention that she is playing the woman card.
And I like to say, if fighting for equal pay, Planned Parenthood, and the ability to make our own health decisions is playing the woman card, then deal me in.
Meantime, a more reserved than normal Trump says he wants to unify a divided nation.
Freedom of any kind means no one should be judged by their race or their color. And the color of their skin should not be judged that way. And right now we have a very divided nation. We're going to bring our nation together. If I win, we're going to bring our nation together.
On Friday, Senator Bernie Sanders, who was Clinton's challenger throughout the primary voting, retreated to his home in the state of Vermont to plot his next steps. So far, he has said he will take his cause to the Democratic Party convention later in the summer and will be on the ballot next Tuesday in the Washington, D.C. Democratic primary. Get more news at voanews.com and on our VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.